I'm on now. Hello, respected viewers. So welcome back to my channel. So today there was some tristful tidings. Her Royal Highness, Princess of Wales, announced that she's stricken with cancer. So she released a recorded video in which she declared her medical condition. We don't know what it's of, but we do know that she had some abdominal surgeries 2 months ago. Possibly it's bowel cancer. Maybe that's just too private. So don't know how bad this is, but she's going to have chemotherapy. So it's obviously bad news that this youngish woman, a mother of three, has cancer, and it must be fairly serious because, of course, if the palace could hush it up, have some sort of minor treatment that didn't take her out of circulation for too long, they would rather do that. So they just obviously don't like to deliver bad news. They don't like to undermine public faith in the monarchy. Obviously, we all know that the royals are mortal. I mean, the queen died and so on. It's great they can have good news for us. So, I mean, obviously, most people are going to sympathize with her. And that's it. Okay, they're obviously up to stage four of cancer. I have no idea which stage she's at. But in this operation, they did find there were some cancerous growths. So she's going to have chemotherapy to get rid of them. So chemotherapy, in case you don't know, is more or less like a non-fatal dose of poison because it stops all cells growing, cancerous cells and good cells. It was discovered in the First World War when they put sort of teenage soldiers in the front line, some of them were cancer victims because the guys were going to die anyway. And then there was a poison gas attack. The doctors would examine the tumors and notice they'd stopped growing. After a few weeks, start growing again. Another poison gas attack and examined by the medical corps, who noticed the tumors have stopped growing again. But after a few weeks, the tumors might start to grow once more. And a third gas attack and the tumors might stop growing, shrink away. And they realized that this poison was stopping all growth, good and bad. But obviously chemo really wrecks people because their hair falls out. You're losing hair at usual rate each day, 50 hairs or something, but it's not growing back. Skin cells, blood cells. So often they look, etiolated. They've got low energy, not enough oxygen getting around them. They're just sort of wiped out from that. But it can be quite localized. It doesn't have to be over the whole body. So we shall see. But, you know, Kate Middleton's hair, oh my goodness, her glossy hazel locks. That is Britain's finest natural resource. It'd be a national disaster if we're going to lose Kate Middleton's hair. Okay, we can get a wig for her. But not wishing to be too flippant. So let's face it, there's some chance she's going to die. All right. I mean, I know the survival rates of cancer vary enormously from like sort of like 95% down to about 5%, depending on which organ it is, what your age is, your general health, how early they find it, how good the care you get. She's obviously going to have the best medical care money can buy. So there's only one person in the world I've ever known to say anything remotely nasty about Kate Middleton, and that is me again, Markle. When Meghan Markle said, oh, she made me cry in this dispute about whatever dress that Princess Charlotte was going to wear at Meghan's wedding, my goodness, almost 6 years ago. Seems like an eternity ago. And I don't know if Meghan's version of events is true. I very much doubt it. She's about as fork-tongued as they come. So Meghan cannot abide someone having more limelight than her. So no doubt she's going to try and upstage Kate Middleton. Mark my words, I hate to be cynical, but remember where you heard it first. Within a few days, Meghan will say something about suffering or health, or blah, 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 bring the spotlight back to her attention, feel sorry for me. She wants, craves that much vaunted victim status. So now we know why the Princess of Wales is going to be not performing public duties for a while. There's a plea for sympathy. She put thousands of pounds behind the bar at the Irish Guards bar in their barracks for St. Patrick's Day, because she couldn't be there in person. So they can have a few pints on her. I don't know if she's their patroness or whatever. People saying, oh, you mustn't speculate about her health. Why not? We'll have to speculate everybody's health. She's chosen to put herself in the public eye. She didn't have to marry Prince William. She could marry anybody else or married nobody. But, you know, she's not thick. She knows it comes with a huge amount of media attention. To some extent, she's got to want that. It was completely at random. She happened to fall in love with the most high-profile bachelor there is. Please, can you wish her and her family a quick full recovery? Fine, I wish her a quick full recovery. I'm not against her. I don't think she's done any harm. I mean, she's maybe even done a little bit of good. All right, so showing her face, you know, never a hair out of place. Yeah, or her makeup's done perfectly, not overdone either, and cutting the ribbon or whatever, or saying something anodyne in these scripted statements. So she is someone who's never been guilty of an opinion, all right? She's appears to have never had an original thought, maybe any thought in her life, but she's not a bad person. And precisely being an airhead is actually advantageous in her role. People say, well, she's not really dim. She went to St. Andrews, but okay. You know, not that distinguished university to do history of art or whatever, and has never worked a day in her life. Well, about her work, okay? But I know that's what royalty do. Anyway, she's popped out the sprogs, so yeah, she's performed a duty in that regard. And I don't think anybody thinks that they're not hers. Well, it could be an IVF involved, but could still be her egg. We've no idea. They do look quite like her. And yes, of course, it's a matter of public concern, the state of her health, if she's in an insalubrious condition, because she could, well, she's due to be the queen. And moreover, Prince Charles is hors de combat at the moment. He's suffering from cancer. What if he dies this year? Kate would be queen in a few months. So yes, it matters very much indeed, but it'll garner more public sympathy. And remember, she was the highest rated of the royal family besides the late queen. Okay. So her approval rating was sky high. Even anti-monarchists tended to like her. So yeah, she's a bit of a blank canvas. Her mind is, you can paint whatever you want there. And she puts on the glad rags, okay? So that's what she's supposed to do. So asking the media to please back off, she's gonna have some space, because there was that faked photo that she released, photoshopped. I mean, okay, the bits of it were real, but the way they stuck it all together amateurishly, you think maybe there actually was her on the PR team. Presumably the PR team know what they're doing, you know, had to cover it up. Now they're saying that the late queen's photo with all her grandchildren, that one was airbrushed or photoshopped as well. I don't know. So what was the purpose of that photo, to show that things were normal, things were going well or whatever, to provide some reassurance to the public? It was somewhat deceitful, but you know, that's what PR is carefully curating an image. And an image is a false one. It's not reality. It is a distortion to reflect well upon you. Then there was that notorious visit to the farm shop, which just so happened to be snapped by a member of the public. You know, I don't have much sympathy with people who choose to be in the public eye. You know, if you invite the media into your life, that's it. If you live by the media, you'll die by the media. You don't like it, you know, as they say, can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Doesn't have to be the royal family. They could abdicate. So, you know, make your mind up. You want press attention or not. Sometimes it'll be unwelcome and sometimes it'll be unflattering. So I can't feel sorry for someone who's immensely privileged, who's really had it all her own way, who married what she wanted to do, has had millions upon millions of pounds of taxpayers' money lavished on her and has been constantly adulated. So, but yes, of course, I have some human sympathy for someone who's suffering from a possibly fatal condition. Anyway, I hope she lives. She's certainly not the worst person in the royal family. All right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.